Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the PGA Tour tolls. If you're a golfer, you know that nearly every golf course in America has a sign posted near the first tee, which suggests to you and me that a round of golf should be played in no more than 4 hours. At many public and private golf courses, a marshal rides around in his golf cart around the layout to make sure that one or more groups are not holding up the rest of the golfers so that we can make it in our appointed rounds. If the average golfer struggles to break 100 shots per round and he or she is asked to finish a round in 4 hours, please explain to me then why the best golfers in the world cannot complete a round of golf in less than 5 hours anymore? Take this weekend at the Genesis Los Angeles Open, won by J.B. Holmes. Holmes is one of the longest drivers on the PGA Tour for several years. He's also one of the slowest. Holmes picked up his fifth career win and his first since 2015 on Sunday. He played his final round in 5 hours and 30 minutes. That's right. The best golfers in the world played their final 18 holes on Sunday in 90 minutes longer than you and I are expected to play our final round at the local public golf course. How can this be allowed? Other than Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, pro golfers are rarely in the trees, the traps, and the water hazards as often as you and I are. According to Holmes, who said, quote, "Well, you play in 25-mile-an-hour gusty winds and see how fast you play when you're playing for the kind of money and the points and everything we're playing for. You just can't get up there and whack it when it's blowing that hard." Hey, JB? That's baloney. He played the final round with another turtle named Adam Scott and a slothful young star named Justin Thomas. Adam Scott said recently that the PGA Tour's chief of tournaments and competitions, Andy Pasner, said that he would be willing to take a two-shot penalty in order to get the guys to speed up. "Seriously, Adam? Make me the victim," the 2013 Masters champion and 13-time winner said. "I'll take the two-shot penalty. It's the only way it's going to work is if you enforce it." I agree with you there. Then there's the other slow-playing PGA Tour tool by the name of Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau is a physics major at SMU, and he appears to take all conditions, wind speed, relative humidity, time of day, ground elevation, moon phase, etc., under consideration prior to taking a shot from the tee, the fairway, or the green. But DeChambeau has been quite successful in his early PGA Tour career, having earned 5 wins as he enters his third full season on the big circuit. As for his tendency to be over-meticulous, i.e. slow, he recently said this, "I think that anyone who has an issue with it, I understand, but we're playing for our livelihoods out here, and this is what we want to do. If we want to provide the best entertainment for you, it's part of our process, part of my process, at least. Bryson, I love you, but you're too slow." Though many PGA Tour players seem to be just fine with the snail-like pace of play lately, others are not. Two-time U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka doesn't understand what's taking the other players so long to hit a shot. Koepka is confused as to why the PGA Tour fails to follow its own rules for enforcing slow play, a two-shot penalty. In an interview last week, Koepka said, "I think it's weird how you have this set of rules where, you know, we have to make sure we're dropping from knee height or your caddy doesn't stand behind you. And then they also have a rule where you have to hit the ball in 40 seconds, but that one's not enforced. You're enforcing some, but you don't enforce the others." Great point, Brooks. Well, what about television, you ask? More times than not, recently televised golf events are exceeding their allotted network time and being pushed over to the Golf Channel for completion, all because of slow play by the best golfers in the world. Now, if like Sunday, you're the Golf Channel, you're probably elated by the slow play because you're now getting more viewers' eyeballs noticing your specialized cable channel. However, if you don't pay the extra money to receive Golf Channel, you likely miss the finish of Sunday's final round in Los Angeles. Once the television revenues for the PGA Tour start to decline with lower ratings in this post-Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson era, the officials with the PGA Tour may finally start throwing those penalty flags at the growing number of pokey players. Personally, I think there should be a 30-second shot clock down from 40 on every shot from tee to green, and professional golfers should be penalized for 2 shots every time slow play occurs. When these slothful slowpokes see their name falling down the leaderboard and dollars leaving their wallets due to continued slow play, I suspect the pace of play will return to more acceptable levels. For my 2 cents and the betterment of golf, it's time for all PGA Tour tools to please pick up the pace. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, sway.